Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host, and the chaplain is in today on Catholic Answers Live. If you have a pastoral concern or need help with a spiritual or family matter, Catholic Answers chaplain Father Vincent Serpa is here to take your calls. 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-318-7884. Father Vincent Serpa, in addition to being he is the chaplain here at Catholic Answers, and he is a Dominican priest and the staff apologist here, and you hear him regularly doing the Catholic Answers Minute. Hello, Father.
Hello.
How are you this?
Oh, I'm
this
fine.
Fine afternoon.
Fine and dandy, keeping out of the heat.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I saw a movie today that I made me very sad. I felt sad watching this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
You have no questions about it? You're like, why are you watching movies?
Now, why would you be watching movies in the day?
Yeah, okay. This movie was made by the Dominican Friars of the Province of the Holy Name of Jesus.
That's right.
And it was
cooperation with Catholic Answers.
In cooperation with Catholic Answers. And do you know who the star of this movie was?
God.
Oh, I hope so. I hope that's a nice answer.
Catch you off the, but
God didn't actually make an appearance on the screen.
Well, not directly, but indirectly. There would be no screen if it weren't for him.
That's so, yeah. Okay, Father. You're not going to say that this was a movie.
Movie about my passing. I'm from one
about my passing
from one location to another.
Yeah, it was a movie about you and how valuable you are to us here at Catholic Answers, and about your ministry as a Dominican here for 17 years.
Well, yeah, it's certainly a movie about longevity. I mean, I've been here. I mean, I never dreamed I'd be here this long, but. You know, it's unusual. We usually aren't anywhere that, you know, even
you
half
look
that long.
Mildly horrified when you say it. I never dreamed I'd be here this long.
Well, I didn't. I mean, my goodness, my Lord.
Really?
You know, I was novice master for 8 years, and that's pretty long for us. You know.
Yeah. And but you've been 17 here.
Over twice that much, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. And, you know, my successor, the one who succeeded me as a novice master, has been novice master all that long.
Oh, really?
Years, yeah.
So you guys finally found the right jobs. You guys finally got in the right place. But, you know, this movie made me sad, not because there's anything sad in it. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's really a nice thing. And Kathy Stone and Chris Check do a great job in there talking about you and your ministry here
and
all
Carlo,
that.
Carlos.
And Carlo. Well, I didn't think Carlo did that great. No, I just forgot to mention Carlo. But, yeah, they all did a fine job. But it was sad to me because you're leaving us.
Yeah, well, I'm leaving the premises, but I'll still be doing things for Catholic Answers. I'll still be answering questions on the internet, and I'll still be here on the radio program. I'll be up in Benicia, but I'll be still here. As, you know, you'll hear my voice, and you'll see me on the screen.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that makes me feel better.
But
you won't be here for Mass in the morning.
No, I won't be. But I will, and I'm still the chaplain of the Dominican Laity chapter here. And
I'll
be at their meetings on Skype too. But I will be down here whenever they have a ceremony of some sort.
That's good. Yeah. That's good that we'll see you. But
do
you know what I tell people is my favorite thing, because it really has become my favorite thing about coming to Catholic Answers?
What's that?
The way that you end Mass. When you genuflect.
Oh, at the end, yeah.
You, for those who haven't been here to Mass with us in the morning, Father, after Mass is over, genuflects at the altar and says, "Here I am, Lord." And the entire staff says, or responds, I should say, "I come to do your will." Mm-hmm. And then we start our workday. And I think that is the best way to start a workday ever.
That's what we're here for.
It is. Well. Yeah, right. And it gets you real focused. Right? And that comes from the letter to the Hebrews?
It was a responsorial. It was a response for the responsorial psalm after the readings of one of the masses, one of the days for Mass.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, that fits, you know. So, but, you know, we are here to do as well. And one of the things, the main job of a priest is to remind, is to focus and help people to remember the Lord and to remember that they are always in His presence.
Yes, right.
And my job is to focus people, help people to see, you know, see spiritually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm sad, though, because mm-hmm. I think I don't want to be flattering you or anything like that, but I think you do a beautiful job of that. And I've only gotten to be with you here for 5 months so far, but and I don't know who our new chaplain will be, but you certainly, your presence here makes a big difference.
Well, don't be surprised if you get a phone call.
Yeah.
When you least expect it, and on the other end you hear, "Here I am, Lord."
Oh, and then I have to say, "I come
absolutely.
To do your will."
Yep. You better say it too.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll say it. Now everyone's going to call me and say it. I'll be like, "Father Serpa?" No, it's not Father Serpa. 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-31-TRUTH. Father Serpa is our chaplain, and he's your chaplain for the next hour. Any questions that you have that may be of a personal, spiritual nature, having to do with the family, having to do with your prayer life, those kinds of questions are welcome. Those of you who usually may be wanting to call for more apologetics or theological types of questions, we just ask you to hold off for this hour and let those who are looking for some spiritual help, a word of encouragement from Father, to have their chance. 888-318-7884 is the number. Now that I mentioned the movie, are people going to be able to see the movie anywhere? It's not long. I mean,
it's a little...
like 8 minutes or something?
Yeah. It may end up on the Dominican or our province website. I wouldn't be surprised if it did, because it's sort of a vocation thing. So it'll probably be there. I don't know where else it'll show up publicly, but...
you can look in the province of the Holy Name of Jesus, then, right?
Or Western Dominican Province is the shorter version of that.
Oh, okay. And,
if you Google Western Dominican Province, it should show up. If I find out that they're doing it, I'll mention it next time or something.
Okay. All right. 888-318-7884. Ready to take a call, Father?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
We go to Anonymous in Rochester, New York, listening on 92.9. Anonymous, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Father?
Yes. Yes?
My question is, I've been going through a little bit of a spiritual battle here, I believe. A friend of mine a few months back had a relative who was dying of cancer,
mm-hmm.
and they gave up on the patient, mm-hmm. The doctors, and it's been wearing on me if he chose the right path. And I know Christ forgives us for all our sins if we ask,
mm-hmm.
but he gave her some illegal marijuana, and I wanted to know if he's forgiven for that.
Oh, it's not legal in New York?
To ease her pain.
In New York, it's not legal?
It's not legal. Well, at the time, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, the morality is not dependent on whether things are legal or not. It's dependent on whether the act itself is immoral or not. Now, granted, one is obliged to obey civil law for the good of the whole, but... there are times if someone is hurting, and one is able to do something that for them that may be break the law, but in itself is neutral. That would be allowed. Certainly, wouldn't be any mark on the recipient's soul. The fact that the doctor or somebody gave that person medical marijuana. And it is possible that even in states where it's ordinarily not legal, that in certain instances a doctor may be able to do that. I don't know. But there's nothing for you to worry about as far as the patient is concerned. Is that what you were worried about, the patient, or were you about the doctor?
That's one of the things I was worried about, was her soul. She believed in Christ. Was her soul still all right?
Oh, yeah. There'd be no problem with that. No, she's fine. I mean, there's no reason for you to worry about that.
His heart gave it to her to relieve her pain.
Yeah, I think the morphine is a drug as well that is allowed in most places. But it's if you have enough of it, it can kill you. But it's given to ease the suffering of the person, and certainly the church allows that. So I don't think there's anything for you to worry about in that regard.
Okay, Anonymous.
Even though it was illegal, yeah.
Father, you've helped me out a great much.
Good. Okay.
Thank you very much for that call, Anonymous. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our chaplain, Father Vincent Serpa, when we come back to Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Hi, this is Bishop James Wall from the Diocese of Gallup, New Mexico. Keep it right here on Catholic Answers Live.
Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking new resource by apologist Trent Horn, that one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into or back to the practice of the Catholic faith. Don't miss out on the most important, life-changing book to come along in years. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 6, Jesus warned not to perform religious deeds in order that people may see them. When you give alms, he said, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. They've already received their reward. Telling his disciples this, of course, he is telling us as well. We are to give to the poor in secret, but his point here is not about doing things secretly. There are other passages where he encourages us to let our good works be seen as an example to others. His concern is that we be centered on God and not on ourselves. To do good and even holy things for selfish reasons betrays our lack of love for Him. The clock is ticking. Our days here are limited. Only so much more time for accepting the inconvenience of truly loving those He puts in our path. Let's use that time as He would. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Chaplain is in this hour. Father Vincent Serpa, our chaplain here at Catholic Answers, your chaplain for this hour. We go now to Gabriel in Greeley, Colorado, listening on EWTN. Gabriel, your question for Father Serpa.
Hi, Father Serpa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I'm a credo Catholic, and my family is originally from Italy, but they live in Brazil, and I've been there for quite a few years, and I've just gotten back a little over a year ago, and I live in Colorado now, as you mentioned, and I live with a host family, and they're not Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
They're evangelical, and sometimes, you know, not all the times, but sometimes it's hard being the only Catholic in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known each other for over 10 years, and they understand my following of the Catholic faith, and they don't try to go against it or you know, ask me to follow, you know, whatever their teachings is. But we do live together. So, just for instance, last night we did, I guess you could call it like a Bible study, and mm-hmm. we read the Acts of the Apostles together, and then afterwards we discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
I did read it from my
mm-hmm.
Catholic Bible,
mm-hmm.
and they were okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to ask you if I'm doing something against the church's teachings, or if what I'm doing is.
Have you? It sounds like I can hear your radio on. Do you have your radio on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to turn it down because it doesn't work. You know, it causes problems. Have you studied Scripture much?
Throughout my life, yes.
Well, just sharing your faith with other Christians, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing, in fact. I see nothing to be concerned about.
Okay.
They can, you know, they might learn something from you, and you can learn something from them. But you do realize that there are some differences in the way we look at things. But there are many things that we see eye to eye with, on too. So, and what greater to be, thing to do than to share the most important thing in your life with someone you like, you know?
Uh huh.
So go to it.
And that's what that's just the fact that there are some differences,
mm-hmm.
and then we discuss it.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's good.
I just wanted to clarify if that would be okay.
Sure. It's okay.
Father's saying it's okay, Gabriel. It seems like you're having a hard time accepting that. It's okay to... go ahead.
I just needed to hear that, I think. I guess.
Okay.
I appreciate it a lot.
Good enough. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much, Gabriel. We appreciate the call. 888-318-7884, the number here at Catholic Answers Live. Chaplain Father Vincent Serpa is here with us today. If you have questions of a spiritual or pastoral nature, we're happy to take those. We go now to Dan in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on WRYT. Dan, your question for Father Serpa.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Father.
Sure.
Just a question. I try to pray the rosary maybe once or twice a day. And sometimes it seems like I run a little bit stale, like mm-hmm. I don't want to. And then other times I do. I don't know if that's normal. But
everybody deals with that. And we all have moments when we don't feel that, our feelings don't agree with what we want to do. And you just do what you're going to do anyway and let the feelings, take care of themselves. If you find yourself kind of in an overall slump, then I would encourage you to focus on the passion, because there's nothing that will fan the flame of faith within us like that. In fact, I have a reflection that I send to people when they're having difficulties in this way. And I know some people who've been very angry at the church or just feeling like they're moving away from the church, and I'll have them read this reflection on the passion, and it does the trick. It's not because I wrote it; it's because of the reality of his passion is so powerful, and when we focus on that, we begin to recognize. I mean, the faith just is enlivened, and what we've always believed suddenly comes to the fore, and it affects us. This woman, and I've had other people too, who suddenly, become engaged in their faith as a result of recognizing what it's all based on. And that's it. That's the pinnacle. That's where God revealed himself most fully than anywhere else, on the cross, by what he said in giving his life. So, certainly you don't have to get my reflection. You can just go to the scripture and read the Gospels on the Passion, but that will certainly help you engage when you're saying the Rosary and praying the Rosary and so on.
All right, great. Thank you, Father. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Dan. We go now to Sandy in Buffalo, New York, listening on 101.7 FM. Sandy, you're on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Hello, Father.
Hi.
I've been dealing... I'm 61, married, and I've been not able to work for a number of years because of chronic illness. And my daughter has inherited this illness, mm-hmm. and it gets worse and a lot worse sometimes when you have children, mm-hmm. you're pregnant. And my daughter's talking about having children. She's under doctor's care. But I'm just under so much anxiety over this. I just don't know what to do with it.
Your anxiety because of you don't know what to tell her, or just that you're worried about her?
Well, I told her that I worry about her, and she's got all her doctors in place ahead of time, and I suppose it's all you can really do.
Well, that and pray. That and pray.
Well, of course.
That's the most important thing.
Right. Yeah. I feel a sense of hopelessness sometimes because I grew up in an alcoholic, abusive home, and I think sometimes I've been told I have PTSD, and I've tried different counselors, and one just said, talking doesn't help, just take a pill and it'll go away. And I talked to somebody else, and that really didn't help much either. But I'm finding that over the time, bits and pieces come back, and I just get so anxious. I just have a severe anxiety problem, and I just... I'm at a loss of what to do with it, and with chronic illness, it's worse because you have too much time to think.
Well, there are certainly saints who've dealt with things like this, and first one that comes to mind is Saint John Imola, the saint who was a doctor and was ill and chose to give birth to a child rather than not have it, and she did eventually die after she had the baby, but she's a saint today, you know. Because the Lord mattered to her, and she trusted that he would take care of her family, even though she died and leaving a small baby and a husband with this other small children. But it all worked out for the best. You know, the Lord knows how the whole thing works out. He knows what he has in mind. And so put your trust in him. You know, look at him, recognizing how he's dealt with other people with similar situations, who have just trusted him and did the right thing and let the chips fall where they would. And, St. John's husband had no idea that his wife would become a saint one day. In fact, the picture, when they have a canonization, they have this big picture at Rome that hangs down of the newly canonized saint. And when they let her picture down, it was a picture that he took of her on a Sunday afternoon many, many years before, never dreaming that it would be used for her canonization. And how would he know that, you know? So, and he himself was devastated, you know, when she died, he said it was his 5-year-old boy that helped them through because they were coming out of the church and he was feeling so low. But the little boy kept asking his father, Is Mama in heaven? And he said, yes. And then he'd say, can she see us now? And he'd say, yes. And the little boy was drawing the man's faith out of him, and he didn't realize it. But by answering the little boy, he realized what he believed and it helped him get through the whole thing. We somehow so often don't realize how much faith we have already. And the Lord has a way of bringing it out one way or the other, and quite often through crosses. So this cross of yours is an opportunity for you to trust him, you know, and to recognize that he does love you. If you look back, you recognize all that you've believed about him, all he was willing to endure and so on, the fact that he forgives us our sins, the fact that he doesn't ask for any payment, he just loves us. That's the same God who's dealing with you right now, and he's worth your trust. And the more you think about it, the more it goes over in your mind, the more likely you are to be at peace. Does that make sense?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Okay. Feel free to call again.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, bye. Sandy. Bye-bye. And we'll do our very best to keep you in our prayers. Thank you for that call. 888-318-7884 is the number. Father Vincent Serpa is our guest today on Catholic Answers Live. He's the chaplain here at Catholic Answers, and we're taking calls of a chaplainy nature. Is chaplainy a word? I think I might have just made that word up. Chaplainy.
It sounds very you.
Thanks, Father. I feel like you just called me goofy. I feel like you did without actually using the word goofy. Before we go to break real quick, I want to remind folks that we have less than 2 weeks remaining on our Catholic Answers magazine subscription drive. It's a great magazine. Just got my latest copy right here in my hand, Present at the Creation, Carl Keating on the success of the new apologetics. Really, really good issue of the magazine. If you sign up for a 1-year subscription, you're going to get $10 off the normal price. And if you become a 2-year subscriber, you get $20 off the total price for the 2 years of subscription, and you get the flash drive that we're sending out with 5 exclusive talks from Chris Check, Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Carlo Broussard, and me. And mine's not that exclusive. I think mine might not be as exclusive as the other talks, but it is nonetheless a talk. If you want to subscribe, and you should subscribe to Catholic Answers Magazine, just go to CatholicAnswersMagazine.com, CatholicAnswersMagazine.com, or call us at 844-589-1597. Catholic Answers Magazine, you will be happy you did it. 888-318-7884 is our number here at Catholic Answers Live. Father Vincent Serpa is our guest, and if you have questions of a pastoral or spiritual or family nature, this is your hour. 888-318-7884. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live.
Answers Live.
Colin Donovan.
Entering university, I had the religious understanding of someone catechized in the 1960s. That changed when a fellow freshman asked me if a Catholic could use the pill. My uninformed answer was, sure, why not? I then went and read Pope Paul VI's encyclical, Humanae Vitae, and concluded, this is truth. I've never looked back in my love of our Catholic faith since.
Open Line with Colin Donovan, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
This is Tim Staples, and I'm really excited to tell you about a special limited-time offer we've got right now on subscriptions to our award-winning Catholic Answers magazine. Sign up today during our annual subscription drive, and not only can you save big bucks off the normal price, you can get a collection of five exclusive audio presentations added to your order for free. Subscribe today at 818-487-2011 or online at Catholic.com. Sign up for a one-year subscription and we'll give you $10 off the normal price. Better yet, become a two-year subscriber and we'll up the ante by dropping the price $20 and by sending you a customized Catholic Answers flash drive containing exclusive talks from a top-notch lineup of speakers, including Chris Check, Carlo Broussard, Trent Horn, Cy Kellett, and my talk, Behold Your Mother. That's a savings of $20 plus five brand new audio presentations when you sign up for a two-year subscription to Catholic Answers Magazine. Act now. This is our best offer of the year, and it's only available for a limited time. Subscribe to Catholic Answers Magazine before our annual subscription drive ends. Phone 818-487-2011 or go to Catholic.com today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. So happy to have you here with us today. Father Vincent Serpa is in. All seems right with the world on this, what is it, equinox? No, it's not an equinox. It's a, what's it called? Solstice. It's the summer solstice. Did I stump you, Father? You look like you didn't know the answer to that. Are you familiar with solstices?
What were you talking about?
You've just tuned me out. We've only been together 5 months, and you've already tuned me out. My feelings are so deeply hurt. It's the summer solstice, right?
Oh, lovely. I knew there was a bounce in my step this morning.
Yeah, summer solstice. You don't get out with your pan flutes and make music No, nothing like that?
Not that I'd admit to.
You're not going
to
dance around the maypole later?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
All right. 888-318-7884.
It's not even May anymore.
I was going for an image, Father. You're right, though. I was going for a very pastoral.
Sometimes you're hard to follow.
Yeah, I know. That's what they said. No, I'm not going to say that. 818-318-7884 is the number. I'm sorry, I'm having so much fun with Father Vincent Serpa, but we don't have him with us for much longer. Well, I shouldn't say it that way either.
We'll be doing this again. It's electronically.
That's right. I know. I'm hoping that you're going to get better at it when we do it electronically. We go now to Anonymous in Canada, one of my favorite countries. It's now I'm very high on my list of countries.
Probably one of your favorite northern countries.
It's definitely my favorite northern country, okay. Along with the United States and Russia.
Oh, I see.
So those are my three favorite.
Is
northern.
That right?
Yeah. Anonymous in Canada, listening on the Catholic Answers app, your question for Father Vincent Serpa.
Hi there, Father. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Oh, excellent. My question has to do with confession. I was raised Catholic, mm-hmm. and my mother and I both fell away from the church after my grandmother passed away. Mm-hmm. And she still hasn't come back to her faith fully. And mm-hmm. I've been trying to talk to her about it, especially about confession and how much it helped me, mm-hmm. And how important it is to me now that I'm practicing my Catholic faith again. And she shared something with me that I didn't really know how to respond to. So she told me that when I was a small child, she went to confession at our local parish, and she felt as though she wasn't forgiven mm-hmm. By the priest at the time, and that she felt very, very judged. And afterwards at Mass every Sunday, she would just feel very awkward with him and felt like he was avoiding her and that sort of thing. And I know that in the Bible it says that whatever sins they forgive are forgiven, and mm-hmm. whatever they retain is retained. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking for an interpretation of that, and if a priest has to tell you if he's, you know, choosing not to absolve you.
Well, yeah, usually the priest doesn't just choose to not absolve someone. There's sometimes he can't if the person is not repentant, if the person acknowledges that they have no intention of stopping the sin that they've committed. There has to be a firm purpose of amendment, a desire to do better. We all know we're weak, and there may be a likelihood that the person may fall again. The person needs to have to at that time intend not to sin in that way again, and otherwise they're contradicting the very very desire for forgiveness, because you can't be repentant and insistent on committing the same sin again. You can't do that. I mean, it's like going forward and backward at the same time. You can't do that. For something like that, the priest must say that he can't absolve the person because of that. They are not willing to repent. But if for some reason the priest isn't able to absolve the sin because of the church is requiring that the sin is so serious that the priest has to be delegated here to absolve that particular kind of sin. That was the case of abortion in the past. Now, in the United States and in many other countries, all the bishops have given all the priests they've delegated them to be able to absolve the sin of abortion. So those are two situations in which the priest, you know, would not be able to absolve it. It's not because he's trying to punish the person or anything of that sort. It's because he can't do that. He's not allowed to do that if the person isn't willing does that help?
It does. So I guess if it was one of those cases or whatever reason, the priest would have to be very explicit, though, in that mm-hmm. confession that
yes.
that it was not going to be ending with an absolution, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. But she just felt that he just felt that he was kind of that he gave her absolution, but didn't sound like he wanted to. Is that it?
That's what she relayed to me, and we are talking about a very, very long time ago. So my advice to her was, when she feels ready to come back to the church and come back to confession, obviously to go and have a confession for, you know, everything now,
right.
But also, you know, I said, why not just reconfess that sin and speak
just
to our current
the situation.
Pastor, right?
Certainly. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. The thing is, I mean, for all we know, the priest might not have been ill, may have been ill and didn't feel well and sounded, you know, that there was something wrong, but it wasn't with her, and then felt uneasy about it afterwards whenever she saw him. It could be that, too. We just don't know. But I would certainly encourage her to go to another priest and tell him the situation. Chances are he'll be very understanding and kind, and she won't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, when we're particularly ashamed, we might be projecting onto the other person, right?
So that could happen, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I really appreciate it, Father. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, and congratulations on being Canadian. Thanks so much, Anonymous, for that call. Father, you know, something you were saying, I guess I don't know quite what to do about this, but let's say someone comes to confess a sin, and it's a sin like, for an example, they have an addiction to something like mm-hmm. alcohol, and the person knows they're likely – I don't know, I want to say the word likely, but they know themselves. They're working through it. It's a process.
They're very weak.
Yeah, okay. And right. So they're like, I want to confess this sin. I need the strength of the sacrament. I have a firm resolve not to do it, but I don't know how firm that resolve is, frankly. So
I don't want to do it again, but I know how I get. The priest can absolve there, because at that moment, the person really does want to not sin in that way.
I see. Oh, okay. So that constitutes a resolve not to sin.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Norma in El Paso, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Norma, your question for Father Vincent Serpa.
Yes, I'm just kind of on a teeter totter kind of situation, because I keep on thinking of, I know I have plans for you. I know that He has plans for me, but I've been moved. I work for the school district, and I've been moved from one school position to another. And I keep thinking, he puts me there, I guess. This is my feelings. I'm placed there by him because he knows what he wants me to do there. But I've been moved so many times. Is it because I'm feeling like, okay, like I'm not doing his work there? Okay, let's try you at another place. Or am I fulfilling his? I'm just confused.
What you ought to do is ask your employer. Talk to your employer about this. You know, why am I being moved around so often? Am I not doing a good job, or is it just because I'm good for plugging holes? What you know? Ask your boss what's going on, and see maybe there's a perfectly good reason for it. But it's important for you to deal with we need to be attentive to the Lord's will, but He lets us know many times through our situations and through the people we deal with. So and certainly those who are your bosses would certainly be the person to persons to talk to and see what's happening.
It's because the positions that I'm holding, the population of the school does not justify my position there anymore. So they put me at another school because the population there, that's where I'm needed now.
Okay.
It's not because of things that I'm doing. It's because the population does not demand my position there anymore.
Well, then the Lord's letting you know. I want you here because, you know, this is the situation that we have. And it doesn't sound like you're displeasing the Lord. You're just going where the need is, and that's a good thing. Don't you think?
It's just that I'm so confused. Okay, I'm not doing it good here, so okay, let's move on to another place.
Well, then get a clarification. Talk to your boss. Ask what it is. If that's the case, if it is fine. If it's just a matter of the changing of population, that's good too. But you need to know what's going on because it's stressful to worry about it and to not know. You know, when the information is there, you just need to get it.
Yeah.
And pray on it.
And I understand why. It's just the students are not enrolling in that school.
If that's it, then why are you worried about doing a bad job?
Because he knows what he has planned for me. So it's like, how come more students aren't enrolling there?
Why aren't they there? I mean, I don't know. The Lord knows why he does things. And it involves a lot of other people, too. So that I don't know. But I wouldn't worry about the Lord being down on you or anything. I think it would be good, though, maybe to discuss this with your boss in any case, because he may have some compliments coming your way. Who knows? You know, not that you're trying to fish, but it's important to know where you stand. That's always important.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of understand.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Norma. Bye-bye. Which sometimes, Father, we there's a practical reason for things, and we want to know the divine reason for them. But there is, it's just a practical matter. If the school population is changing,
absolutely. It's right there,
right?
But sometimes because we don't like it, maybe we want to see if maybe there's something else the Lord wants us to do,
right?
And maybe there is. You know, then you have to deal with it on that level too.
It is hard to know God's will, though. I guess hard, or you don't find that?
Well, I was just telling somebody today, in religious life, it's a real help because if you're told to do something in obedience, whether you like it or not, at least you know what the Lord wants.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the nice things about the vows.
Yeah, that's helpful.
But there are times when we just trust, you know, we do our best, and if the Lord doesn't think we're doing a good job, we pray that he'll let us know.
Yeah. You know what? It does make me think of the current Pope in that he was kind of out in the wilderness for a large part of his career, mm-hmm. sent really to the boondocks, I guess, kind of. And now he's the Pope. So God had a plan. So 888-318-7884 is the number. Father Vincent Serpa is our guest this hour. The chaplain is in. That means if you have pastoral questions or questions of a spiritual nature, we're happy to address those. And we'll do just that when we come back on Catholic Answers Live.
Every question is important. Ask yours today on Catholic Answers Live.
Right now, Catholic Answers is conducting its summer campaign. It's a crucial time because we need to offset the drop in donations that occurs every summer. If you're able to give $50 or more, to thank you for your support, we have several gifts we'd like to send you. First, a signed copy of the full 3-CD set, Lepanto, The Battle That Saved the West, so that you can get the full story about this crucial, history-changing intervention of Our Lady of the Rosary. We'll also send you the three latest volumes in our 20 Answers series. They cover apparitions and revelations, witchcraft and the occult, and the Church. If you're able to donate $90 or more, we'll also send you Carlo Broussard's CD, Your Truth, My Truth, How to Understand and Refute Relativistic Thinking, which has a free 38-page downloadable study guide. We'll also send you Stephen Weidenkopf's 2-CD set, The Real Story of the Reformation, just in time for its 500th anniversary. And we'll send you Dr. Edward Sree's new book, Who Am I to Judge? Responding to Relativism with Logic and Love. Finally, if you're able to donate $180 or more, we'll also send you Trent Horn's 12-part audio interview series, The Apologetics Collection, in which he picks the brains of people like Carl Keating, Jimmy Akin, Tim Staples, Patrick Madrid, Steve Ray, Devin Rose, and more on a host of the most pressing apologetic issues. Finally, we'll send you a hardback copy of the beautiful, illustration-filled book, Fatima Mysteries, Mary's Message in the Modern Age, just in time for the celebrations happening now of the famous Fatima apparitions, which took place exactly 100 years ago. Every year, Catholic Answers seeks to win souls for Christ in countless ways, but we can't do this without your help. To learn how you can help Catholic Answers, visit Catholic.com and click the 2017 Summer Campaign banner. That's the 2017 Summer Campaign banner at Catholic.com.
Homeschool Connections has recently formed a partnership featuring a dual enrollment program with Franciscan University of Steubenville. Our website is homeschoolconnections.com. We are a proud sponsor of Catholic Answers Live.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Next hour, Trent Horn will be with us to talk about his book, Why We're Catholic, and to take your questions on why we're Catholic. Not just the book, but the actual topic. Why are we Catholic? Trent Horn will be in here. Trent's been working hard around here. We'll talk a little bit more with Trent about that around here in the offices the last couple days. This hour, Father Vincent Serpa with us. Father Vincent Serpa is a Dominican priest and our chaplain of 17 years here and also a movie star here at Catholic Answers. 888-318-7884 is our number. And John in Weston, West Virginia, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. What's your question, John?
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Fine.
Good, thank you.
Good. So, yeah, it seems like it's reconciliation evening here on Catholic Answers Live tonight, but I have a similar question regarding reconciliation. I was married and divorced. I was married in the Catholic Church and divorced. I received a nullity. I remarried in the Catholic Church. Kind of those years before my divorce, I had fallen away from the church, but very much probably 10 years ago, I came back to the church, got deeply involved in my faith, deeply involved in parish activities. But I've got a lingering concern, and that is that during that first marriage, early on, after the birth of my third child, my wife at the time had asked me to get a vasectomy, and I did. And I have confessed that sin, in recent years, probably 3 or 4 times, just because it weighs so heavily on me, and I'm really concerned about the state of our grace, mine and my present wife. Who really led me back to the church. What do I do about, we learn so much about it's not just having a contrite heart, being sincere and sorry for your sin, going to confession, again, being sincere, doing penance, but we're also told to make reparation.
Okay. All right, John. So that's a very clear question. So John's concerned about making reparations, and what does he do?
Well, making reparation is a matter of dealing with the aftermath of what we've done. The fact that you've had this on your conscience is, first of all, when you're forgiven, you're forgiven. Period. I mean, the Lord, gave His life that we might be forgiven and healed. But the whole matter of reparation for the temporal effects of our sins is something that we're not always in charge of. I usually use the example often of being at a friend's house and going to the refrigerator for lemonade or something and taking the pitcher out and pouring a glass and then dropping the pitcher and it makes this big mess in the kitchen and you tell the host that you're sorry and the person says, oh, that's fine, don't worry about it, and you're forgiven. But the mess is still there, and that's comparable to the temporal effects of sin. The mess still needs to be cleaned up, and we're responsible for that. Now, then that's what purgatory does. But for many people, their purgatory is right here on earth, just their old age and their illness, the way they die. All those things could be the temporal punishment. Could be enough. We don't know that, but we trust the Lord. The fact that people are being purged of the temporal punishments, or with the temporal punishments is a good thing, though. They know that they will be in heaven soon. That this is heaven is worth it. So I wouldn't spend the rest of your life worrying about it. The Lord doesn't want you to worry about it. What He wants you to do is to love Him. And to put Him first, and that's the important thing, doing good for other people, putting yourself out for them. This is greatly pleasing to the Lord, and what happens is that it's a good effect from something has good has come from the fact that you fell, and repented. So that's why they say where you find the greatest sinners, you'll find the greatest saints, because it draws from them a greater love than they would have had otherwise. That's why the Lord allows us to sin in the first place. So let it do that to you, rather than just feeling guilty about it. There's no reason to feel guilty. I mean, your sins have been forgiven, but you're upset because you've just displeased God and acted in this way. So, go out of your way to help other people. And pray. Deny yourself as an expression for your love for Him. That's what you need to do now. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I hope I'm doing that, Father. I'm at the end of my first year of the diaconate.
Oh, wow!
And God willing, I'll be able to serve that way someday.
Okay. Well, then that's you got it made. There are all kinds of things you can do for people as a deacon. And many times it'll be inconvenient. It may be painful, but that's a good thing.
Thank you, John, very much for that call. We go now to Paula in Jordan, New York, listening on the Stations of the Cross. Paula, your question for Father Serpa.
Yes. My question is, my children are grown now. My daughter's 19, just finished her first year of college, and my son is 23. And he did not stay in college. He's tried it a couple of times, various jobs and whatnot. They do not make moral choices. And I feel almost like I have gone through the 7 stages of grief with this. Mm-hmm. And it just takes away my peace like crazy. My daughter at college, a couple of examples, is the drinking, the sexual immorality. I'm shocked that she went that route and that she gave in to those temptations. And at the same time, I feel so defeated as a Christian parent who has raised them in a Christian home their whole lives and tried to set a good example for them and taught them right from wrong and talk very openly with them about things. And I feel like for me, I need my sense of peace back, and I just wanted some practical advice about, is there anything I can do? What should I be doing? They feel like I just nag them all the time, and that I'm kind of out of answers. I'm out of solutions.
Well, Saint Monica certainly would be a great patron for you, because she had the same problem with her son, Augustine, and she prayed for him and prayed for him and prayed for him, and she remained strong in her faith. She didn't badger him, but she didn't walk away from it either. And eventually, I think it was 30 years, not only did he come back to the church, but he ended up becoming a great saint himself. So if you can, you know, Google Saint Monica, learn as much as you can about her. Because she'd make a great companion for you, because she knows what you're going through. She went through it herself, and it was worth it. And she can show you that. Are you familiar with St. Monica?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I already knew about that, because I know about St. Augustine and mm-hmm. the things that he did before he came to the Lord. But, yeah, I just...
Try to get your hands on anything about Saint Monica, because she's going to be a patron for you. There's no doubt, by God's design, because you know you didn't put yourself in this situation. He did, he allowed it in any case, and the Lord's not finished with either one of them. So you know, and he's not finished with you either. So just keep focused on Him and His power, and if what He did with Saint Augustine, He can do with your children as well.
I appreciate that. And practically speaking, should I not talk to them about that anymore, or should I?
I wouldn't. If they're saying you're nagging, maybe you may be doing it too much. They know where you stand, but keep faithful yourself. You know, pray the rosary, and go to Mass frequently, and keep focused. Keep focused, and then see what happens.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
Good.
Thank you very much, Paula. Thank you for that call. That's probably one of the most common things that we hear, those of us who work in any kind of Catholic ministry, is about children drawn away from the faith in their late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then certainly at this time, you know, with the culture being so secular and things so wacko, it makes it easier for them to slip away.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can hope that they'll tire of it, really, because it is it becomes dull.
It goes nowhere,
right?
It doesn't. I mean, Satan doesn't deliver; he just doesn't.
No, and I often think that one of the most important ministers in the church is the deacon or the priest or even the lay person who prepares parents for the baptism of their mm-hmm. child, because often it's when they're ready to baptize their child, they're also ready to hear the gospel again in a fresh way.
Sure.
Father Vincent Serpa, chaplain for the time being at Catholic Answers, may we have your blessing before we go.
May the peace and blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Next hour, Trent Horn will be in here. As a matter of fact, I see Trent Horn walking in the studio at this very moment. He'll be in here to talk about his latest book, Why We're Catholic, and we'll take your calls and questions about why indeed we are Catholic. 888-318-7884 is the number if you want to call and get in that queue to talk with Trent. 888-318-7884. I'm Cy Kellett. This is Catholic Answers Live, and we'll be right back.